Gator's game plan for cupweek2020.com.au. Discover racing, fun, fashion and food at your virtual Melbourne Cup Carnival headquarters.
Welcome back to RSN Central. It's 11:35 and it's time for David Gately's game plan. Gator's game plan ahead of that big meeting on Saturday, Derby Day, and Gator joins us now. Good morning, David.
And hello, Gary.
Geez, it's a big week for the coach, isn't it? How does he prepare?
Well, I think the key is, like anything, just making sure that you are fully prepared and not cutting any corners and just doing the best you can and providing the punters with as much information as they need. Some will only want a tip, others want the whole kit and caboodle. So it's up to them what they absorb from it, I guess.
0416905052. Of course, a lot of our listeners, they're our selectors as well. They want to have a chat about maybe some of the moves they might want to play come Saturday with the coach. So we'll get to your questions in just a moment, Gator, but we'll quickly go through your game plan. Who is the horse that we will be playing through this weekend?
Yeah, look, I think obviously Derby Day, it's pretty hard to find an absolute standout, but I thought Diamond Effort was probably the best on the nine race card. She comes back to mare's grade. You know, she's been highly competitive with the likes of Trekking, Dirty Work. Now, they're horses that are running well at the absolute elite, so they're chasing Classic Legend and an Everest. Dirty Work chased that same horse and was, you know, had similar sectionals to Nature Strip a couple of runs ago. And, of course, Dirty Work beat beat Diamond Effort last time. So she's proven up the straight. Obviously, you'd love just a bit of cut in the track, but it's not going to be rock hard. So she's the one I've landed on, mate, and we'll play through her.
So Diamond Effort. Then we go to our long division race, which is a race that's got you scratching your head, but then you feel good because you think that you've worked it out.
Well, it's probably the Coolmore, isn't it? I mean, you know, the last couple of years, I think there's been a couple of standouts. I think most people last year were Team Bivouac or Team Exceedance. You know, there, a couple of years ago, a couple of roughies have bobbed up in it. But this year, it's a little bit harder to assess. You've got Farnham, who's the champion. Chiodi's got the crown. Forgive Run first up. His trials and jump out either side of that fail have been outstanding. You know, but is he the Golden Super Curse? Is he the same horse? The fillies like September Run pulling off those last 600 sectionals that are, you know, unheard of. Fastest of the day, her last two. That ties in Swat's That, ties in Montessera, who chased Swat's That, of course, last time. And Wild Ruler's the one who probably ticks the most boxes.
Okay.
He's the one that's in form, he's fit, you know, he's running time. He trolled well up the straight here with Farnan, you know, and he beat Doubtland. Doubtland, of course, the Dane Hill winner, beating Ranting. Ranting went to Sapphire and ran down Anders. So he's the one I've landed on. I think $6 is around that mark with the tabs, a great price to find out if he can handle the straight and measure up.
All right then, so $6.50, $2.30, Wild Ruler each way all day in the Coolmore. What about the D-Day horse? Who are you having a chat to before this big day?
Yeah, look, it's probably time, isn't it, for Funstar in the Golden Eagle.
Yes.
You know, she's got a bit of a few against her at the moment. Her overall strike rate's terrific. She's been into Quinella 10 times, I think from 12 starts. She loves a wet track. She can just push forward, offset that draw, hopefully, and find a spot. And the four-year-olds, of course, trifected the Epsom. So I think it's the right form, and she's the one. Look, there's a couple I want to play in that race, but she's the one where, you know, it's probably time to say, okay, I'm a bit of a star of the turf.
Has she been one of those horses that the punters get sucked into because Chris Waller's been so positive about her, or do you think she's just been unlucky, or a bit of both?
I don't have any doubt that a spruik from her well-respected trainer has an impact. It certainly does on me. You know, even if it's at a subconscious level, obviously saying that out loud is a conscious level. But for a lot of punters, you know, I think you take that on board. And look, it's not as if she's won from 15. You know, she wins a lot, but she's often very short. So there's that expectation that she should be winning more often. thought she was good behind Wild Planet. You know, she covered ground, swapped the runs, and she probably wins. She gave him a kilo, and then she was very good in the Epsom. Probably it was a better run. She covered more ground and beat her. But she went to a Cox Plate beaten four lengths. You know, that's the same margin Mystic Journey was beaten in the race last year. So I think it's the right form. I'm with her.
All right, then. What about the highlights? So many highlights on Derby Day.
Yeah, where do you start? Yeah. Obviously, the Cantala's a great race. The Derby's always a great race. You know, it's probably a bit shallow this year, but in fairness to these horses, some of them, like the favourites, only had two starts. So how can you draw a conclusion that they're no good off two starts? That's totally unfair, in my opinion. Yeah. You know, the same ratings experts were telling me Loving Gabby was no good off her first up run, the debut run. You know, Winx couldn't win a Cox Plate. So, you know, it doesn't tell the whole story, certainly not when they're so early in their careers. So I think that the Derby's a fascinating race, but the Cantala's the one that'll attract a lot of betting interest because there's so many winning hopes.
Who are you tipping in the Cantala?
Oh, I can't say. That was a joke. Okay, so I'm going to go with Rock. Rock. I think he was good. He ran okay in the race last year, but it was soft track, not his go. His run in the Epsom was very good. He was quickest home last two 200 splits. It was an on-pace dominated Epsom. Wild Planet, he crossed the line with, went to Caulfield and one beat Windstorm. So he's the one that I think can get a good run, just off the speed, along the inside, and run well. But, you know, there'll be a couple of lengths over 10 of them.
All right, then. Yep, can't wait for the Cantala. And it is one of the most even races on that day. And there's been so much talk regarding that Group 1 mile race there under handicap conditions. So looking forward to that. A few questions coming through now, Gator. Hi, Gareth. Can you ask Gator about the chances of Johnny Get Angry for my old mate Dennis? I think it might be suited by the bigger track. Your thoughts? Always enjoy Gator's feedback. That's from Shane.
Yeah, look, I think he's, you can certainly make a case, and the case has been touched on there. Getting away from the valley, big track, he certainly looks like elite. A trip, doesn't he? You know, you go two runs to the Caulfield race. He was last and under pressure, 600 from home. You think he's going to run last. And then he really warms up late. So I think he'll stay the trip. Has to make up seven lengths on Cherry Sultani. But, you know, staying trip, Flemington, and a drier track, you know, maybe he can.
0416905052. I've got about 10 or 12 minutes with Gator here with your questions. Just the usual question, please. Gator, how do you think She Shall Fly will go? What a ride we are having. That person is obviously a part owner of She Shall Fly, and they never put their name there, but we wish her the best of luck. And she is flying. It is some ride, Gator.
No, she's been terrific all prep and continues to race well. And it's a good lesson for punters, isn't it, to take the runs at face value. It seems especially for mares who seem to hold their form perhaps a little better sometimes than the males, but I'm probably generalising there. Obviously, it's a challenge, 1,600 weight for age in a really competitive race. You know, Mystic Journey, beaten four lengths in a Cox Plate last year. Odium, the filly, comes through a high rating 1,000 guineas win, so it won't be easy for her, but she will give her absolute best. That's what she's been doing, and a credit to herself and her stable.
All right, then. Can you ask Gator what he has against Bless Her? He never has her in his selections, but has won five from the last six. And a last start second to Perfect Jewel when she did all of the hard work in the lead. $8.50 in the Furphy Sprint is generous, according to that listener.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm poorer for it because she, you know, because of how she's going. So, again, that's typical of Derby Day. You find, you know, a race that's really deep. And a lot of winning hopes, and there's only one spot for a top-rated runner, and there's only four spots for a top four, so it's just a matter of finding a pecking order for me. I'm certainly not saying she can't win, but I just had others ahead, that's all.
Yeah, she's one of those in that when her name comes up, and she's always talked about at the selection table, but we just can't fit her into the side sometimes. But she could be a Dan Butler or... it's a bad example, but I'm trying to think of a netballer that changed sides or an AFLW football player that needed a maybe a new side to really stake her claim.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad little analogy. You know, she's always in the discussion and, you know, what she'll do is run well. Whether or not she's in front at the end of the race, she's probably relying on one or two to perform below their elite level, but that can certainly happen.
Hi, guys. Did Dan Andrews handicap the Cantala Saturday? Mr. Quickie is a weighted certainty. He blows away a field in the Turak and drops in weight, meeting horses he beat better. That's the equivalent of very ugly, very elegant, getting a reduction in weight for the Melbourne Cup after winning the Caulfield Cup. It's ridiculous and needs an explanation. That's from the form doctor.
Yeah, I think that's a question again for the handicappers. I just take it at face value, and the win was explosive, is what it was. You know, dominant, and you just don't see it too often, do you? In handicap races with the you know, the top weight in carrying 59 and blows them away. He had a really good run in that race, but that doesn't take anything away from the performance.
Yep.
Now he draws out, but you know, 35% of the time, Flemington, when the rail's true to 2 metres, the swoopers win. So it's a really high percentage relative to other tracks. So he'll probably give him a start from that draw, you know, peel out and be rocketing home. His Flemington form's great. Clear winning hope.
And Philip Stokes over the moon with Mr. Quickie when we had a chat to him during the week as well. So he's ready to run a big race. Morning, Gareth. Can I please give a shout out to the unsung heroes of Australian racing, the barrier attendants. Australia-wide, if these people don't turn up, the races don't start. Like Paul Richards, who did his ACL last Friday night, and instead of using the race course ambulance, which of course would have put a hold to the races, he rang somebody up who took him to the hospital. The unsung heroes of the greatest sport in Australia. That's from Tony from Kilmore. And good on you, Tony. You make an excellent point, and they do a wonderful job. And on behalf of all the punters, Gate, out here, we do think the barrier attendants, because they do an important job for us to enjoy a Saturday afternoon on the punt.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it just shows you how many pieces there are to this giant puzzle, you know, that he's racing, and how well so many have done to be operating through a pandemic, a global pandemic, where most racing jurisdictions closed down. So I couldn't speak more highly of all involved, and certainly the barrier. I didn't know that story, but it's great to know it, because it just highlights, you know, one of the many pieces and heroes of our great game.
I love this from Campbell. Hi, Gator. Is the Montague Street Bridge the only danger to young Werther in the Derby?
I had to have a chuckle. I mean, laughing's been few and far between the last few months. I'm not going to lie to you, but I did have a chuckle that the truck got stuck the other day. I just thought, oh, that's normality. But look, yeah. Look, he's not immoral, because history says it's really hard, you know, to win a staying race, just a third career start. I saw on Twitter, Trev, who I follow, he related it to running a marathon and just often interrupted or limited preparation, which isn't a bad analogy. But I just gravitated his way, just because it's in such an even year, he's the one that could find two or three lengths from his last run, whereas the others... Look, they can, but they're less likely to.
Gator, Wertheimer, depending how you want to say that galloper's name, in the Derby, was shaping beautifully prior to that nothing race last start, where Cherry Tortoni also went awful up there in Sydney. Yeah, the horse will lead up the distance. Can you talk me out of a fill-up at 30-1?
Look, I can make a case that he runs well. I'm ignoring the Sydney run as well. He just looked to be on his wrong leg, didn't he, all the way? He's got to make up 10 lengths on Cherry Tortoni from that. But, you know, it's no guide. So I thought he was hitting the line beautifully prior to that. And, you know, he's one of many in a really even year that you can make a good case for. I mean, the horse that ran sixth at Caulfield was beaten a length. So, you know, in the key lead-up race. So that says a lot, I think, about the evenness of the field this year.
Okay, Gator, looking forward to Tuesday, 27 degrees, firm deck. Surely we take on Very Elegant. That's from Craig.
27 degrees. It's been a while. Mm. I've seen those numbers outside of my TV. I think she'll run well in the Melbourne Cup, because A, she's very, very good, and B, I think she'll stay. I think, you know, that track doesn't get rock hard. They won't let that happen, but... look, I think she'll run really well. I doubt she'll be my top pick, but I haven't quite narrowed down the form yet. But I think she'll run really well in the big race.
What's Gator's best roughie for the weekend? It's from Sean.
There's a couple I like at a price. In Sydney, there's a horse in the last, number 18, called Bright Kubrick, who's just needs to handle the heavy ground. He's going much better than his form suggests. Miss Steed earlier in the day at Rose Hill, she went up $26, Tab. She's in about 19 now. She was a figure run first up. She's beaten home. Steve Glass is $4.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a couple there that, no, they're not morals, but they could certainly run a race at really big prices, I think.
It's one of the... so much pressure. You think of Cathy Freeman winning in Sydney in the 2000 Olympic Games. Surprise babies carrying the weight of a nation, taking on these international raiders. Can he do it? That's one of our listeners. Surprise baby v the internationals.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's that simple because if I'm an owner of Very Elegant, I think I've got a seat at the table. Same with Even Steel Prince, certainly Russian Camelot. You know, so but what he was is fabulous in the race last year, as good as any run in it. He's one of the real key hopes for mine.
What has Crosshaven done wrong? This preparation looks a great bet in that opening race there at Flemington, $4.50 at the moment.
Yeah, he'll run well. I mean, he was beaten by Acer last time, but Acer had a softer run. He does meet him worse at the weights, and he's had one more run in the prep. So, you know, you can argue that given more upside inside the prep, given the relative weight's advantage, beats him again. But it's not that simple. If it was that simple, you know, we'd all be millionaires. So it could certainly make a good case for Crosshaven. I think he was my second top-rated runner there.
Okay, a few more questions coming through. I only got a couple of minutes left, so I apologise if we don't get through all of them. But Payne horses are Bulldogs, but big doubt on Cherry Tortoni getting the trip. Your thoughts there?
Look, it has to be an unknown. Because he just hasn't done it. And his pedigree's mixed, isn't it, with relation to whether he will stay. He was a very good winner last time, and I think your point was relevant, salient on Monday, that, you know, probably floated when he got to the lead, 7 lengths back to third. I think he can win. He's my second pick behind Young Werther.
Okay, there's a few more SMSs coming through. I thought Alborado's win Gator... Here we go, is my computer. I thought Alborado's win was very tough after a wide trip. I'm dismissing those that finished behind him. What do you reckon? That's from Rob?
Yeah, it's a good point. He had a harder run than all of them and beat them. So it's easy to say that and come to that conclusion. Then you have to factor in that it's Flemington and it's 2,500 now. And horses like Hit the Shot and Chechua, who's a big price, were really motoring late. So an extra 500 metres on a big flat track. You know, all of a sudden, they're right in the conversation for mine as well. But Alborado was right alongside the favourite, the star prior, wasn't he, in Young Werther. So it's a really good case, yep.
Garth, I'm on Shay Yu and the Empire Rose at $41. That's from Owen. Good on you, Owen. Do you give her a chance, Maddie Kamani? I think it's Shalio in the $12 Archie Alexander's horse.
Looks really promising, and I certainly don't think we've seen the best yet. It's just this weight for age scale, isn't it, that you gravitate to those that have achieved it. You know, couldn't you see that horse running, beaten 4 lengths in a Cox Plate? You know, that's why I just have to gravitate to those that have been to the dance and danced well.
All right, then, last one, and I apologise for not getting through all these questions, but Gator's on a tight schedule today. Yo, Gator. Sydney track on Saturday, heavy or what? I don't know who that is, but yeah, what do you think of the heavy track there in Sydney? It'll be a heavy 15.
There's no getting around that. I mean, it's heavy 8 now as I looked at Rise of a short while ago, and there's 45 mils of rain predicted today. So, you know, unless they're the Melbourne Bureau, so which means 3 mils will fall, I'd be working on a heavy track, absolutely.
And morning, gentlemen. No, Johnny Get Angry in the top five, Gator. How are you going to feel when he scoots past the others with 100 to go? And the King giving the camera a double barrel salute. There you go. So there's a few fans out there for Dennis Pagan and Johnny Get Angry in the Derby.
Yeah, 100%. And I think we made the case earlier. So, you know, and even a couple I haven't got, you know, in my top five, I can make really good cases for. It's that sort of year where there's, you know, not a lot between a lot of them. And that was evidenced by all the lead-up runs, bar the Cherry Tortoni race.
All right, then. Parlay 2 and 3 for Derby Day, Gator. That would be much appreciated.
Okay, I'm going to give you a parlay 2, 3, 4.
Okay, 2, 3, 4.
Diamond Effort at Flemington. She's in race 9.
Yep.
The rest are all in Sydney. Arcana.
All right, then wait, I'll just... So, Saturday, Sydney. Arcana, what race there?
I think they're races 4, 5 and 6, mate. All they're right. All going to be. So I'm just going to give you a little heads up there.
Yep. Race 4, number 11.
Struggle a bit.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted the listeners, they get really angry when I don't read out the race and the number gator. So I know, bear with me. So race 4, number 11, then race 5. Who's the horse there?
Number 12, Makura.
Okay. Race 5, number 12. And what was the last one? Race 7.
Race 6, number 10. Race 6, number 10, Nimalee, who's about 850 tab at the moment. So.
I love it. So a Derby Day parlay 2, 3, and 4, Diamond Effort race 9, number 3, into Rose Hill, and that's race 4, number 11, Shana, into race 5, number 12, Makura, into race 6, number 10, Nimalee.
Well, wait. Sounds enticing. We might retire and head to a holiday at Lakes Entrance or something.
Yep, can't wait. Bonnie Doon. Hey, enjoy your week there on Channel 10, Gator. I'll catch up with you Saturday morning for a big Melbourne form panel as we try and dissect and find plenty of winners there, of course, on Derby Day there at Flemington. As always, we thoroughly enjoy your input and we'll catch you again on Saturday.